And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of April, 2016. It's the anniversary of the founding of the oldest school still in existence in this country, the Boston Latin School, 1635, which still requires its students to study 4 years of Latin. It's the birthday of Coleman Barks, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 1937, who has devoted so much of his life to translating poems by the 13th century Sufi mystic Rumi, R-U-M-I, Rumi, 15 collections of Rumi's poetry. It's the birthday of the man who wrote O Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison, 1936, Vernon, Texas. It's the birthday of James Patrick Donlevy, J.P. Donlevy, born in Brooklyn, 1926. His first novel, The Ginger Man, came out in 1955, now listed in the Modern Library's list of the 100 best works of fiction of the 20th century. It's the birthday of the novelist Barry Hannah, Meridian, Mississippi, 1942, author of many novels, including Geronimo Rex and books of short stories, Airships, High Lonesome. Barry Hannah, who said, "I loved the life, the secret life of the typewriter when the house was quiet." He said, "Writers maybe just stare like cows, just staring. Most people don't stare. A writer is unembarrassed to just keep looking." And it's Shakespeare's birthday today, we believe it is, born on or near this day, Stratford-upon-Avon, 1564, according to baptismal records. Father was a glove maker, boy went off, got a good education until he was about 15 or so, married Anne Hathaway when he was 18, she was older, and she was pregnant with their first child, Susanna. 2 years later, she gave birth to twins. After that, not much is known about Shakespeare, though in 1592, we know, he was living in London. He was a playwright. He was an actor. We think his first play was The Two Gentlemen of Verona. His plays were popular in his time. They did well, and he was an astute businessman, invested in real estate around Stratford. He owned a 1/8 share of the Globe Theatre. We think that Julius Caesar was the first of his plays to be performed at the Globe. As You Like It was performed there as well, in which Shakespeare wrote, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts." Here's a sonnet by William Shakespeare on his birthday, Sonnet 116. "Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved." Shakespeare's Sonnet 116. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.